Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
A big thank you to the University of Auckland. We've got a great topic this morning. In here representing the Faculty of Engineering, Isuri Akarawita.
Yes.
Welcome. You are currently doing a PhD in smart chewing robots.
Yeah.
First and foremost, why do we need a robot that can chew?
Oh, that's a good question. This world is developing a lot of technology.
Yes.
Like the funding institute actually wants to build a complete digestive tract.
Okay, so we've got at one end of the spectrum, we've got a chewing robot.
Yeah.
And we're next aiming to build a complete digestive tract.
So this will be one part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like there are different PhD student groups that are building parts of the digestive tract. So they are going to integrate all of that together. So the robotic chewing part will be in one of the digestive tract.
Yes. Okay, so this is like an organic digestive tract. We've got like a mechanical mouth doing the chewing.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then
it has saliva injections, everything.
Yes.
Like a natural mouth. But it's robotic. It's
okay.
External. So scientists can do experiments externally, as well as food manufacturers can test their food externally, like without using human participants, things like that.
Okay, so there's two sides to this research, right? We've got an aging population, and a lot of people, as they get older, struggle
yeah.
with chewing food. How might a robotic chewing, do I say mouth, a smart chewing robot, how
yeah.
does that help elderly people?
Exactly. So they can test food because we see that the consumers who have tried at least one of the meat alternatives,
mm-hmm.
they're not purchasing it again because of a considerable percentage says that the taste and texture doesn't match.
Yes.
So because of that, a smart chewing robot will be able to predict as well as analyze the texture, the moisture content, the particle size, everything
mm-hmm.
that happens inside the mouth. And we can do that externally in a robotic chewing.
Okay.
That means in a smart robotic chewing
cavity. So it's kind of like a product testing robot.
Yeah. It's kind of like that.
What sort of science goes into the manufacturer of a smart chewing robot? What do you need to make one?
We need all the mechanical components.
Mm-hmm.
The image processing part is the main part of it because this is basically based on mechatronics engineering.
Mm-hmm.
That means like robotics related to that. So there will be deep learning. That means AI inbuilt into the smart chewing robot. So that makes it smart because actually there are quite a number of chewing robots being manufactured around the world, but they are not smart.
Yes.
So my PhD would be to make one of the chewing robots smart, and that can be integrated to other chewing robots as well.
Wow. What role does a smart chewing robot play in addressing issues related to chewing and swallowing?
Exactly. So it will be able to achieve the swallowing stage of the food. That means when people are ready, when people chew, they are at some point they are ready to swallow the food bolus.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, the chewing robot will also be able to mimic the entire human oral processing with that, so that new food products can be tested from
mm-hmm.
that without using human participants, things like that.
What does a smart chewing robot look like? Does it look like the Terminator, or is it like a set of dentures and a mouth?
Yeah, it's like that. It's for the moment, it's actually very raw. Like it's all the mechanical components.
Yes.
There are
yep.
teeth, and there's a rubber cavity, and there's saliva coming in, and then there are some cameras mounted onto it. Yeah.
Now, In what ways might a smart chewing robot provide advantages over traditional human surveys of in food manufacturing? Because you're mentioning that this might help the development of like plant-based alternatives and stuff like that. Why is a robot going to be better at helping the development of new products versus people?
Yeah. So we can compare food products. One thing is, let's say, taking the texture, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Even up to now, like for my first year studies, I have found out that the texture can be analyzed using images of the chewed food.
Mm-hmm.
So then if we are manufacturing a new food product, they can test the textural properties through this oral cavity, because we can't analyze what happens inside an oral, like in a human mouth. But with a robotic chewing cavity, we can do the analysis externally. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Well, I've got one last question for you about a robotic chewing robot. How might the advancements from this research impact the future of food product development?
It will be the future one day. It has a long way to go, but it will definitely come to that stage where a lot of food manufacturers will be using this.
Yes.
Because for the moment, the chewing robots mimic the jaw motions very accurately, but they're not analyzing the food bolus at this stage. But now they're into it. So it will be in the future for the food manufacturers.
How far away do you think we are from creating a fully functional robotic digestive system? How far away is that?
Very close.
Very close?
Yeah.
Okay. Crazy. Wow. Asuri from the Faculty of Engineering, thank you so much for coming in for Ready, Steady, Learn this morning. We'll watch the space.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.